Keene. He's got a hammy coming up on him, but he gets around the left side. He breaks the tackle, and he scores. Wait. Touchdown, Scorpion. Careful making wishes in a
dog can't be sure. Davis picks up the punt on the hop. It's the right side. He's got a lane, and he's got some speed. There it goes to the house. 10-5. Touchdown, Andre Davis.
He's got to see if he gets around the right edge, and he is out of there. He is going to take this one 90 yards. Another handoff to Justice Keene. He's got blockers in front of him. He's going to run this one into the end zone.
Just had nothing but daylight. He could have taken it at the flagstaff. Nobody would have got him.
It's time for Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on 780 KAZM.
And he's got some running room. Andre Davis all the way. 10-5. Touchdown, Scorpion. 15-yard run right up the pipe. And this series was all Justice Keene.
Fakes the handoff to Bradshaw. Pitch to Wynn, and Wynn is out to the left side, and he is gone. Brian Wynn has nothing but daylight.
Wow.
There's 79 yards.
There's a first successful option.
Beautiful option run play.
And now, with the call, here's Mike Tabak and the crisis, Rob Lascano.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on 780 KAZN. Josh Freeman here with you tonight on the call as the Scorpions have their homecoming night facing the Gray Hills Academy Knights out of Tuba City. Thanks for joining us, whether it's live Friday night on the internet stream or on the Saturday morning replay. We are glad to have you with us. Sedona will kick off tonight to Gray Hills as we get the first quarter underway. It's a short kick to about the 31-yard line, muffed by the receiver, and he's just going to fall on it at about the 32, where the Knights will take over on first and 10. Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com. We'll take a look at the first snap now for the Knights. It's going to be a pitch to the running back. He's going to start left, cut back to the right, but he's met behind the line and brought down. Let's see if they gave him the line of scrimmage or whether they made a lost yards on that play. That was number 16, Kevinston Gordy, with the run. And it was a loss of one. So it's going to be second and 11 for the Knights. Xavier Turnbull in there for the Scorpions on the tackle. Second and 11. Here's a snap, and there's going to be flags and a whistle. Looks like it might be an illegal procedure here. Or maybe a timeout by the Knights. So an early timeout by Gray Hills. We've not even a minute into this game, but we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com.
Welcome back in to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on 780 KAZM here at John Ordine Memorial Stadium, where it's homecoming night. Second and 11 from their own 33 are the Knights. Going to be a pitch to the left side. Back gets to the line and through the line for about 5 or 6 yards. On second down, looks like it's going to be a third down and about 4 as he got all the way to the 40-yard line. Having a hard time seeing the numbers tonight for Gray Hills. Third down and 6, third and 4 for the Scorpions. Throwing me off there, John. It's going to be a pass play for the Knights. It's going to be picked off by the Scorpions. He always brought down after just a short gain, but it was intercepted by Corbin Polito. And Scorpions are going to take over on the next side of the field at about the 44-yard line, where it will be first and 10. Let's see who the Scorpions have here starting at quarterback. Dawson Barber started the season, but Chaz Racino played a little bit last week against North Point Prep, a game that Sedona won handily, 56-6, and it is going to be Dawson Barber under center for the Scorpions. He's going to hand it off on the left up through the middle for a gain of about 3 yards. Looks like that was Corbin Polito, the running back. Scorpions heading from right to left as we see it here in the booth. And Dawson Barber is going to line up in the gun. He's got, it looks like, Justice Keene behind him, and then Bex on either side, and wide receiver on either side. They'll send a man in motion. That's Derek Johnson. They'll give him the ball. He cuts through the line. First down, 5, 10, 15 about yards. He's brought down at about the 25-yard line of the Knights. Nice run there by Derek Johnson, and the Scorpions have their first down of the night. As haven't seen a pass play yet. First two runs, pretty successful for the Scorpions, for Corbin Polito and then Derek Johnson. It is going to be first down from the 25-yard line. Barber's back in the gun this time. He's going to drop back to pass, looks to his left, across the middle of the field to Bailey Ehrlich, just over his hands in the end zone. It's going to be second down and 10 for the Scorpions. As Bailey Ehrlich had a little bit of separation from his man, but the ball had a little too far for him to catch. So it's going to be second down and 10 now for the Scorpions. Dawson Barber is going to be under center with Keene behind him. Wide receivers on either side. They're going to send Polito into motion, but hand it off to Justice Keene straight up the middle. Barely touchdown, Justice Keene. 26 yards on the touchdown run. The Scorpions take an early lead, 6-0, with the point after attempt pending. 9.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter, and the Scorpions strike first on the Justice Keene touchdown run. Scorpions are going to kick this one. Daniel Ruiz in for the kick. Here's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up. It looks good, and it is good. So it's 7-0 Scorpions. A quick lead here on the Grey Hills Knights. Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on 780KAZM, your ESPN affiliate. Scorpions lead it 7-0 over the Grey Hills Knights. Daniel Ruiz in to kick it off. This is a deep one. All the way back to about the 5-yard line, and they're going to hand it off. Started out right, handed it off to the left. The return man, though, only made it out about 10 yards to the 15-yard line. Looked like that was Kevinston Gordy on the return. Bailey Ehrlich in there for the Scorpions. So Grey Hills will take over from their own 17-yard line. Didn't have much luck on their first drive. Had one run of about 6 yards, but then threw an interception. And they'll take over now on first and 10. It's going to be a pitch to the left side, and it went right over his man's head. The ball is still on the ground. It looks like Sedona has it, and the referees say they do on the 1, maybe the 2-yard line. Big play by the Sedona defense, capitalizing on the miscue. The quarterback pitched it to his left. It never got to the pitch man, went over his head, and the Sedona defense pounced on it. Looks like they're going to be at about the 3-yard line. Well, they'll have first and goal. 8 minutes, 40 seconds left here in the first quarter. And Sedona in good shape to take the 14-0 lead. Dawson Barber under center. He's got three backs behind him, but he's going to give it to maybe Tim Hall, who rumbles in for a touchdown. looked like they gave it to the big man number 78, Tim Hall. A hard man to bring down, but he didn't even have very far to go. As he's in from 3 yards for the touchdown with 8 minutes and 35 seconds left to go. So the Scorpions do indeed capitalize. They lead 13 to nothing, and here's Ruiz on for the extra point. The snap is down, the kick is up, and it looks good. And it is good. Scorpions lead it 14 to nothing. Just 3.5 minutes gone in this game. On homecoming night, we'll take a quick break and be with you right after this. Welcome back once again to John Ordean Memorial Stadium, where the Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpions have taken a 14 to nothing lead with 8.5 minutes still left here in the first quarter. They kick the onside, a short dribbler, and it looks like they've got it. So after two quick touchdowns, the Scorpions now have the ball again after the successful onside kick. They'll take over at just past the 45-yard line. They'll put it at the 46 of Gray Hills. So the Scorpions have already gone up early and looking to add to that lead now. Dawson Barber still in at quarterback. He's in the shotgun with a man on his right. Wide receivers split out to either side. On first and 10 from the 46-yard line. Barber's going to drop back. They're looking deep for Ehrlich. The pass looks good. It's caught. And he's brought down right at the goal line. The ball came loose. I haven't seen any signal from an official yet. Bailey Ehrlich made the reception. A beautiful throw from Dawson Barber. It looks like they're going to say Ehrlich was down right at the goal line, where it's going to be first and goal from about the 1 foot line, but a 44-yard reception from Dawson Barber to Bailey Ehrlich, and it's first and goal on maybe the 1 foot line, maybe less than that. Again, a good job by the Gray Hills defender there to bring Ehrlich down right at the goal line. The ball came loose, but they said he was down before that. So first and goal now for the Scorpions. Dawson Barber under center. Justice Keene behind him. He's going to look to pass. It's going to be a screen on the left side. It's complete, but it's going to be a loss. That was number 81, Sam Serrano. Nope, they're going to say he did cross the line. Touchdown, Sam Serrano. Scorpions lead it 20 to nothing. Again, 5 minutes haven't even gone by yet in this homecoming game. Scorpions already lead it 20 to nothing with a point after on the way. Ruiz in to kick. Here's the snap. It's down. The kick is up. It looks good. And it is indeed a 21 to nothing lead for the Scorpions. 7:16 still remaining here in the first quarter. Scorpions have wasted no time at all getting on top of Gray Hills Academy. We're going to take a quick break and be with you right after this. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on ESPN 780 KAZM. Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on 780 KAZN. Scorpions lead it 21 to nothing. Kicking off already for the fourth time in this game is Ruiz. It's going to get to about the 22-yard line where Bryson Yazzie is going to bring it out. And he's made a few yards sideways, but not much upfield. Let's see where the officials mark the ball. It's going to be first and 10 at about the 26-yard line for Gray Hills. Again, the Scorpions leading 21 to nothing with just over 7 minutes left here in the first quarter. After an interception, onside kick, big reception by Bailey Ehrlich. Everything going pretty well for the Scorpions on both sides of the ball tonight. They've got a fumble recovery as well. And we're going to have a false start here on the first play of this drive. It never gets underway. They're going to mark 5 yards off. It'll be first and 15 from the 21 now for the Knights. As having a rough time getting anything done tonight. This is a game that Sedona won 55-0 last year. Yazzie now in the gun. He's got a back on his left, a receiver in motion, or a running. They're going to hand it off to him, and he's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. They might have lost a yard or two on that. Looked like that was Kevinston Gordy with carry. And they are going to have lost a yard there. So second and 16 now for the Knights. Xavier Turnbull there in on the tackle for Sedona. Second and 16 now. Bryson Yazzie is back in the gun again. One receiver on his left, two to the right. He's going to look to throw this time, and it hits his receiver right in the numbers, but he drops it as the hit comes. Nice coverage there by Javier Pacheco to break up that play. And it's going to be third and 16 for Gray Hills. Again, two turnovers, for the Knights already tonight. A fumble on a bad pitch, and then an interception. Sedona capitalized both times. They lead it 21-0. Just over 6 minutes left here in the first quarter as the Knights come to the line. Yazzie's going to be under center this time. He's got two backs behind him. They'll pitch it to the furthest one back. He's going to make try to make a few moves, but he's brought down well behind the line of scrimmage. Jake Christensen there on the tackle, and it looked like Chaz Racino as well. Nowhere to go there for the Knights. Christopher Williams, as he's brought down for a big loss. And it's going to be 4th and 20 for Gray Hills. Bailey Ehrlich stands at about his own 50-yard line to receive the punt. With Seth Charleston, it looks like, back to kick it for the Knights. Here's a snap. It bounces, but it's a pretty good kick. Ehrlich's going to let it bounce at the 46. Takes a good roll for the Knights. All the way down to about the 33-yard line, where the Scorpions will take over on 1st and 10. First time tonight that they've had to start from their own side of the field. Not that that probably would have hampered them on their first few drives, as they scored with relative ease. And we remind you that Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. That's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West, and Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours. Log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com. Officials still waiting to set the ball. Both teams are on the field. Checking to make sure everything's ready, and now they give them the go-ahead. It's going to be Dawson Barber in shotgun. Two receivers on his left. Ehrlich split wide right. Barber's back to throw. Throws it well behind Bailey Ehrlich. And it's going to be second down and 10 from the 33-yard line. Scorpions so far having the very definition of an up-and-down season, as they've gone win-loss, win-loss, win, but they're in good shape already to get their first two-game winning streak going on the season, trying to improve to 4-2. Dawson Barber now under center. They'll send Polito in motion. They'll hand him the ball. He's met at the line and brought down after no game, maybe lost a yard. Looked like Tyreek Bartlett and Vincent Serrano there on the tackle for the Knights. Let's see where they mark the ball. It's going to be a loss of 3, so third down and 13. The first even hint of adversity that Sedona has faced tonight. Dawson Barber is going to be back in the gun with, looks like, Justice Keen at his right. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw it incomplete to Derek Johnson, but we've got a flag behind the play towards the quarterback, but it looks like it's going to be holding on Sedona. Let's see if the Knights accept this penalty or decline it. It is going to be 4th and 13 if they decline. 3rd and 23 if they take the penalty, and it looks like the coach is signaling for them to decline. Scorpions offense still on the field for now. Let's see what the coaches decide to do. As the official reports that it is holding and it is declined. Fourth down and 13. Sedona offense still on the field. After a couple of incomplete passes and a tackle for a loss. Let's see what the offense can do on fourth down. Again, the Knights maybe expecting a punt. They've got a man back. He's now coming back up towards the line of scrimmage as Bailey Ehrlich splits out wide to the right side. Dawson Barber is going to set up in the shotgun with Justice Keene at his right. He takes a snap. He's going to run out to his right. Looks for Ehrlich down the field. And it's caught for the first down at the 36-yard line. He's brought down at about the 18 of Gray Hills. Fourth and 13, a big completion for the Scorpions. The Knights defender who brought him down, a little slow to get up, but he did save the touchdown there after 58 yards on play for the Scorpions. Again, anytime you can just throw it up to Bailey Ehrlich, you've got a pretty good chance of things working out. But it looks like Ehrlich's limping now to the sidelines, and he goes to the ground. Maybe got a little twisted up. He and the tackler were both a little slow to get up after that play. And Ehrlich's lying down now in the middle of the field. We're going to take a quick break. Hopefully he's okay. We'll be back with you. The Scorpions lead it 21-0, 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Thanks for listening on Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com. EarthWisdomJeepTours.com or adayinthewest.com.
Back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 KAZM, your home for Sedona Scorpion Football. Ehrlich got up on his own and limped to the sidelines, so it could be a big turn of events there for the Scorpions, as the outstanding wide receiver already had about 100 yards receiving tonight. But they'll take over first down on the 19. Dawson Barber pitches it to Corbin Polito. He's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. As a good pursuit there by, looked like, Lawrence Cicinigi. And let's see if they, where they marked the ball. No, they'll say that he did get back to the line of scrimmage, but it's going to be second and 10. Again, Bailey Ehrlich, after a 58-yard reception, was brought down. He got up slow. The tackler got up slow. And he did end up limping off the sideline, to the sideline rather. This time Dawson Barber is going to take a pitch to Derek Johnson. He'll take it to the right side to 15, 10, 5. He's diving for the goal line. Let's see if they give it to him. Nope, they're going to say he's down maybe at the 1 yard line. But it is going to be another first down for the Scorpions. On about a 17 yard run for Derek Johnson. It is going to be first and 10 at 1 yard line for Sedona. Just over 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. They already lead at 21-0 over the Gray Hills Knights here on homecoming night. Things going pretty well for Sedona. This time Dawson Barber's going to be under center with three backs behind him. Wide's on either side. He'll take the snap. Looks like they handed it off to Tim Hall once again. It worked once, and it's worked twice. Touchdown, Tim Hall. Hard to beat in short yardage situations. If he indeed was the one that got that ball, I believe it was him. He had a 3-yard touchdown run earlier and punches it in from one with just under 2 minutes left to go. Scorpions lead it 27-0. Already, or rather still, in the first quarter here. As the Scorpions come on for the extra point. Ruiz ready to go. The snap is back. The kick is up. The kick is good. Scorpions lead it 28-0 on just under 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. You are listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on ESPN 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back in to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 KAZM. Josh Freeman here with you tonight. Thank you for joining us, or it might be afternoon for you if you're listening to the Saturday noon replay. Either way, the Scorpions lead it big early, 28-0. Just under 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter, as they put this one out of reach pretty early on. Looking to kick off for the fifth time here in this quarter, as Gray Hills Academy just hasn't had much luck. Daniel Ruiz back for the kickoff. This one's going to go intermediate, caught at about the 35-yard line of Gray Hills. That's number 63, Tyreek Bartlett. He'll pick up a yard or two. Looks like the Knights will take over first and 10 at their own 36 or 37. See what the officials say. And they will give him the 37. So first and 10. The chain gang there had a little trouble. At first they put the chains in the wrong direction. I don't blame them. It's been all Sedona all night long so far. As here come the Knights, they break the huddle and come up to the line. Bryson Yazzie is going to be under center. He's got three backs behind him. A man on his left and a man on his right. They're going to hand it off. And met at the line. Looks like he got a couple of yards. It might have been number 36, Lawrence Sisinagy. But he's brought down after a gain of 3 yards. Got out to the 40-yard line. It'll be second and 3 for the Knights. As there were several Scorpions in there for the tackle, including Brannigan Cunningham. Clock running just under a minute and a half first in the first quarter. As the Knights return to the line, Yazzie's going to be under center. He's got two men behind him. He's going to keep it himself, then pitch it on the left. Runner gets to the line of scrimmage. Might have passed it by a yard or so, but he's brought down. It looked like that was Christopher Williams for the Knights. Let's see if they gave him the line of scrimmage, and they did. So we'll say no gain. So 40-yard line, or just past the 40-yard line for the Knights. Still facing third down and 7 yards to go. They will return to the line as they break their huddle. Yazzie in the gun this time with a back on his right. Wide receivers on either side. The snap is bobbled. He's going to pitch it to his running back. That ball hit the ground. They're going to call it an incomplete pass as the just bobbled snap. Yazzie had to try to pitch it quickly to his running back, but that fell down to the ground. So it's going to be fourth down and 7 yards to go. Looks like the Knights are going to punt it once again. Good sign for the Scorpions as Bailey Ehrlich is back in to receive this punt, standing at about his own 25-yard line. Here's a kick. It's going to go to the right, out of bounds. Not a very far kick, but looks like they're going to place it at about the 38-yard line for Sedona, where they'll take over after we come back from this break. 28-0, Scorpions. Just about 6 seconds left here in the first quarter. Chaz Racino in now at quarterback for the Scorpions. He's going to run out to his right, look to throw downfield. Just out, just past, I should say, the outstretched arms of Bailey Ehrlich. But wow, what an arm on Racino. Again, he missed the first 4 games of this season due to an injury, but he's in at quarterback now tonight for Dawson Barber. First quarter comes to an end, 28-0 for the Scorpions here on homecoming night. We'll take a break. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Into Sedona Red Rock High School here at John Ordine Memorial Stadium on homecoming night for the Scorpions. After one quarter, they lead big 28-0 over the Gray Hills Academy Knights. They've got 2nd and 10 now as the teams switch sides. The Scorpions will be going from left to right as we see it here from the booth. Waiting for the officials to give us the all clear, and they do. Again, Dawson Barber started the game at quarterback. Scorpion scored 4 quick touchdowns, and it's Chaz Racino in now. As he's got a back behind him, they're going to fake that. And now it's pitched to Derek Johnson. Goes behind him. He picks it up on a bounce, cuts back to the left side of the field, and he's going to turn bad play into a good one as he's at the 40, the 35 of the Knights. Big run by Derek Johnson. A flag after the play. We'll see what that is. But Johnson picked up about 24 yards on that run. Again, it was a bit of a broken play as the ball bounced on the ground. Johnson picked it up on the bounce, cut it back to the other side of the field, and made it a big one for the Scorpions. But we'll see what the flag is. It's going to be a personal foul against Gray Hills Academy. So that'll tack on another 15 yards to the end of the run. Let's see where they spot this. Again, Derek Johnson was brought out on the far sideline at about the 39-yard line. But let's see. That penalty is declined by the Scorpions. So, where he went out at the 39, it's going to be 1st and 10 for Sedona. Again, a good run by Derek Johnson. As Scorpions now have 1st down, Racino in the gun. He'll take the snap, throw quickly to Bailey Ehrlich on the right side. He'll make a man miss to the 35. He's at the 30, the 25, brought down hard out of bounds. There was a flag on the play right after Ehrlich caught the ball. He picks up 18 yards and another 1st down for the Scorpions, but let's see what that flag was. Officials conferring now. It's going to be holding on the Scorpions, so that big gain will come back. It's going to be 1st and 20 for the Scorpions. Again, a good play there by Bailey Ehrlich. Caught it at about the line of scrimmage and picked up 18 yards, but this one is going to come back to the 49-yard line for the Scorpions. They will repeat 1st down, and they'll actually say from the spot of the foul it was about the 48. So, 1st down still. 18 yards to go as Chaz Racino lines up now under center. He's got Justice Keene behind him. They'll send Xavier Turnbull in motion. They'll hand it off to Keene at the line. He breaks through. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30, 25, 20, 15. Brought down about the 10-yard line. Justice Keene for 38 yards. It's another Sedona Scorpions 1st down. Just cut through at a beautiful hole at the line of scrimmage. Cut to the left, hit the sideline. And he was brought down at about the 10, they'll give it to him there, where it's going to be 1st and goal from the 10-yard line for the Scorpions. Looking to score their 5th touchdown already tonight. Players look to the sideline for the play. Chaz Racino's going to line up under center. He's got a man behind him. Receivers on either side. They'll send Johnson in motion to the right. They'll fake the pitch to him. Hand it off. Easy. Walking in is Justice Keene for the 10-yard touchdown run. Scorpions lead it 34-0, 10:46 left still here in the 2nd quarter as Justice Keene runs it in. Nice for him that he could get that touchdown after he made the big play happen to get it towards the goal line. And Daniel Ruiz is going to kick the extra point for the Scorpions. Here's the snap. The kick is up. It looks good, and it is good. It's a 35-0 lead for Sedona here on homecoming night. We're going to take a quick break. Be back right after this. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 KAZM. John Ordine Memorial Stadium, where the Scorpions lead it 35-0 here in the second quarter over the Gray Hills Academy Knights. Big night for Justice Keene, as he's got two touchdowns. Tim Hall, also two touchdowns in short yard situations. And Corbin Polito had a reception for a touchdown. Scorpions kick it off now. Ruiz is going to send this one deep all the way back to the goal line and fumbled into the end zone. That's going to be a touchback for the Knights. They'll take over on their own 20-yard line. As a beautiful kick there by Daniel Ruiz. Scorpions looking to improve to 4-2 on the season. Again, they won last week 56-6 against North Point Prep down in Phoenix. They've got a big lead early on here against Gray Hills. As the Knights now come to the line of scrimmage. Bryson Yazzie in at quarterback. He's going to hand it off up the middle for no gain on first down. Looks like Tim Hall in there on the tackle. And they'll say that the runner got a couple of yards, so it's going to be 2nd and 8 for Lawrence Sinjini. And the 2nd and 7 now for the Knights with Yazzie in the shotgun. He's got receivers on his left and right, a back on his left. He's going to look to throw, and it's picked off by Xavier Turnbull. He's at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Xavier Turnbull with the pick six. 41-0 Sedona. On 2nd down, Xavier Turnbull steps right in front of it, takes it untouched into the end zone. Just under 10 minutes still to go here in the first half. And it's a 41-0 lead as the Scorpions are pouring it on here on homecoming night. Daniel Ruiz in to kick the extra point. Players at the line. Officials haven't set the ball yet, as we're still waiting for one more person, and here he comes from the sideline for the Scorpions. Just a great return there by Xavier Turnbull, about 25 yards on the interception. Here's the snap. The kick is up. It looks good. And it is good. The Scorpions take a 42-0 lead with about 10 minutes left here in the first half. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on 780 KAZM. Welcome back in to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 KAZM. Josh Freeman here on the call with you tonight. Thanks for joining us. Again, after tonight, we will have two more games broadcast on the live stream, live on Friday nights, and then the replay on the following Saturday at noon. That'll be October 9th and 10th against Pinon, and October 30th and 31st against Hopi. As Ruiz sends this ball on the kickoff to about the 6-yard line, brought out to the 15. Runner cuts left and right. We've got a flag down. He's brought down at about the 15-yard line. That was Kevinston Gordy on the return. Let's see what the flag was. Not sure if we've got maybe a holding or a block in the back. We'll have to check and see what the officials say. Ball is placed for now at the 17-yard line. It is going to be a block in the back against Gray Hills Academy. That'll set them back a little farther. Again, the Scorpions already lead 42-0. We've still got 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Scorpions will decline the penalty. A good act of sportsmanship there, as they don't really need the yards, as they've got the big lead. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 17-yard line for Gray Hills Academy. As it looks like Bryson Yazzie is going to line up in the shotgun. He's got a running back at his right, receivers on either side. He's looking to throw. He gets it off, and it's just dropped. Hit in the hands. That was Number 34, Christopher Williams, hit him in the hand, but he couldn't haul it in. It's going to be second and 10 for the Knights. Again, backed up at their own 17-yard line. But we did have a flag on the play. They're going to call roughing the passer on Sedona, so it'll be a first down. I think maybe the first or maybe second first down of the night for Gray Hills. It's going to come on a penalty as the officials are going to walk this one off 15 yards to the 32-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Knights. Again, things going well here on homecoming night for Sedona. As the Knights make their way to the line, Yazzie in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. He'll look to pass. Looks right. Looks left. Looks right again. Sends it to the middle of the field. That one was almost picked off, but almost caught as well. It's going to fall incomplete as they had a receiver there. Went through a defender's hands, but ultimately, nothing happening on the play. Second and 10 from the 33-yard line for the Knights. Again, we're six games into season here, and Sedona's looking to improve to 4-2 tonight as they continue their quest to try and make the playoffs for the first time in about 11 years. Yazzie now in the shotgun once again. He's got a back in the block. He's going to look to throw to the right side, and it's picked off. No, the ball came loose. Great coverage by Derek Johnson. Almost had the pick. Couldn't hang on to it, but it is going to be third and 10 as the Knights throwing a lot on this drive in their effort to get something going offensively before the end of the half. The Sedona cheerleaders getting a workout tonight as they do push-ups for every point after every score. And with the Scorpions at 42 points already tonight, they've had their work cut out for them. Third and 10 now from the 33-yard line for the Knights. Yazzie in the shotgun once again. Two receivers on his left, two on his right. He's going to drop back to pass under heavy pressure. Throws it to his running back to release, but he can't bring it in. It's going to be fourth and 10 as the Scorpions brought a lot of pressure there on Yazzie. Let's see if they're going to bring in their punter. And they will. Yazzie will head to the sideline. The Scorpions, now maybe they're... Looks like they brought the punter out, but he started heading toward the line of scrimmage. And it looks like they're going to, well, let's see what they do. Fourth and 10 from the 33-yard line for the Knights. Looks like they will punt it towards the left sideline. Caught there in the air by Kevin Zarate. He brings it all the way out to the 44-yard line of Sedona, a gain of about 15 yards. We'll take a quick break. Be back right after this. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on 780 KAZM. Welcome back in to John Ordine Memorial Stadium, where the Scorpions lead a big 42-0. We've got a first down for the Scorpions, and it's going to be a fumble picked up by Gray Hills Academy. Looked like Chaz Racino may have lost the ball there. Gray Hills is going to take over. First and 10 at their own 42-yard line. This might be the best field position that they've seen tonight, as we'll see if they can get anything done on this drive. 7 minutes and 15 seconds left here in the first half. Scorpions lead it big 42-0. As we've already seen a lot of subs in tonight for the Scorpions. Gray Hills now taking over. First and 10, Yazzie in the gun. He'll take the snap. He'll look to throw. He does to the right. His pass is complete for 10, 12, 15 yards, maybe 13 yards for Gray Hills. A good play for them. First down for Christopher Williams on the reception. He got 13 or 14 yards there all the way to the Sedona side of the field, the 43-yard line, where they've got first down and 10. Just over 6.5 minutes now left until the half. With the Knights moving the ball well after that fumble by Sedona. Yazzie's in the gun once again. He's going to look to throw. He's facing pressure. Throws it off over the middle. Incomplete. As there was a Sedona defender in the area, but not really much chance to make a play. As Yazzie just threw it away on first down. It'll be second down and 10 now. As the clock runs now, despite the incomplete pass, with Sedona leading it 42-0. Second and 10 for the Knights. Yazzie in the shotgun. Looks to throw across the middle. Almost picked off there by Chaz Racino. That ball falls incomplete as it hit him in the numbers and fell to the ground. It's going to be third and 10 for the Knights. Again, they had a good play after the fumble recovery to get a first down. Their best offensive play of the night so far. But let's see if they can do anything on third and 10 here. As the Sedona defense trying to force another punt. This time Yazzie's going to keep it himself. Runs it to the line of scrimmage. He's got about 3 yards to the 40-yard line where he's brought down by Chaz Racino. And it looked like maybe Richie Parker on the tackle after the 3 yard gain. It's going to be fourth and 7. Let's see if the Knights choose to punt it or go for it here on the Scorpion side of the field. Looks like they are going to go ahead and go for it. As Yazzie's in the shotgun. Heavy pressure by Derek Johnson. He's just going to loft it up to the sidelines where it's picked off. Looks like number 81 there, Sam Serrano on the interception. He'll bring it back about 10 yards. And he's brought down at the Scorpion 39-yard line. So interception Sam Serrano. As the fourth down goes nowhere for the Knights. Not much worse, I guess, there than a punt would have been. As they turn it over with the second interception of the night for the Scorpions. They also recovered a fumble in the first quarter. Turned both of those into touchdowns. Let's see what they do here. The clock is running with under 4.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Scorpions not really in any hurry. They lead comfortably 42-0. Racino is going to be under center. They're going to pan the ball off to Justice Keene, brought down at the line of scrimmage, but flag on play right at the snap. Not sure if that was a false start, maybe an offsides. We'll see which way this one goes. But again, illegal motion is what they'll call for the Scorpions. So they'll repeat first down. He actually lost about 3 yards on that play. Let's see if they take the penalty or decline it. Again, not much of a difference. He lost 3 yards on the play. The penalty would be for 5 yards. So the Gray Hills coaches are going to decline this. It'll go to second down and 13 yards now for the Scorpions. Racino under center. He's got Keene behind him, wide outs on either side. They'll send Xavier Turnbull in motion, but hand it off to Keene. Hoff through the line, picks up 5, 10 yards, 15, makes 3 men miss before he finally brought down at the 35-yard line of Gray Hills. 22 yards on the run by Justice Keene. Again, a beautiful hole right at the line for him. He hopped right through it, broke a couple of tackles. Guys had him wrapped up. He just pushed him off and got down to the 35-yard line. Again, the clock is still running. 3 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the half. I'm not sure how hard the Scorpions will be trying to score here, as they already lead it comfortably. Racino is under center. He's got Tim Hall behind him. They'll send Derek Johnson in motion. He'll take the pitch to the right side, to the 35, the 30, the 25-yard line. He's brought down hard at about the 20. There was a flag behind the play. It might have been holding based on where that was thrown, but again, about a 15-yard run by Derek Johnson, and is going to be holding for the Scorpions, as they're going to have to bring this one back after the pitch. So first down and 10 for about 15 yards is going to be brought back. Let's see where the officials mark the ball. Again, the Scorpions were starting from the 35-yard line after Justice Keen run. And not sure why the officials haven't marked the ball back. Not sure if that penalty was declined, but the it's still at the 35-yard line for Sedona. As Racino's in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. He's under pressure. Throws it across the middle for Turnbull, but that was broken up by Lawrence Sashinigi for the Knights. It's going to be 2nd and 10 now for the Scorpions. Again, we've seen lots of subs in on both sides of the ball for the Scorpions tonight. Dawson Barber came out after leading them to a quick 28-0 lead. Chaz Racino is going to be under center with Tim Hall behind him. Receivers on either side. They'll send Turnbull in motion to the left, but they'll give it to Hall. He's met at the line. The ball comes loose. Looks like another fumble for the Scorpions, and Gray Hills recovers. So they'll take back over on offense as Sedona leads it 42-0 with just over 2 minutes left here in the first half. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Red Rock High School Scorpion football as Gray Hills takes back over and turns the ball over on first down. The throw was tipped from Yazzie, picked off at the 36-yard line by Chaz Racino. So after the Scorpions fumble it away, they take it right back. Didn't really lose much field position, maybe a couple of yards. As we've got now under 2 minutes left here in the first half. First and 10 for the Scorpions from their from the Gray Hills 37-yard line. We'll see if they try to score here before the close of the half. They lead it 42-0. Thanks for joining us here on ESPN 780 KAZM. They'll hand it off to Tim Hall once again. He'll get maybe a yard as he holds onto the ball this time. And picks up a yard, second, and looks like they'll give him 2 yards. So 2nd and 8 now for the Scorpions. We're down to about 1:10 left here in the first half. Again, Scorpions in no hurry as they lead 42-0. Here on homecoming night, Scorpions will have homecoming festivities going on at halftime as Racino takes the snap. They'll hand it off to Turnbull, breaks it down the left side, picks up 5, 10, 15, 20, 25-yard line, 25 yards. He's inside the 10, got to about the 5 on that run. Pick up of 32 yards for Xavier Turnbull. He was hit at the line, then broke it the other way for a big gain. So let's see if the Scorpions do score with 45 seconds left. First and goal once again for the Scorpions at 6-yard line. Racino under center. He's got receivers on either side. They'll send Derek Johnson in motion, but hand it off to Tim Hall. He'll break through the line, picks up a few yards, but looks like he's brought down at about the 1, maybe the 2. So it's going to be 2nd and goal. And he is at the 2-yard line where it will be just 15 seconds. I don't think the Scorpions are going to get off another play, nor do they need to, as they are, looks like they are going to let this one run out with just 5 seconds left. The team's at the line. 2 seconds, 1 second. And let's see if they got it off. I'm not sure they did. Racino's going to keep this one himself. They're going to call it a touchdown, so the Scorpions got it off, and it's a 2-yard touchdown run for Chaz Racino to make it 48-0 as the half ends. They will kick the extra point. 48-0 with Daniel Ruiz on to kick. As it is 48-0 Scorpions. The kick is up and it is no good. That one was a bit short, so the score will remain 48-0. For the Scorpions, you're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 KAZN. Josh Freeman on the call. We're going to take a break for halftime. Again, the Scorpions lead at 48-0 on homecoming night against the Gray Hills Academy Knights out of Kansas City. We'll be back for more second half action here on 780 KAZN.